Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Joseph DeYoung. Today I have a guest on my show today. She is the founder of Aim to Inspire. So let's welcome Angela Hines to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So good afternoon, Angela. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm well.
Hey, it's a pleasure for you to be on my show. How does it feel to be on my podcast?
It's exciting to be able to come in the studio and talk with you and share my vision and my passion. So I'm excited to share with the community.
Well, I think you're the one that's excited too. I'm also very excited for you to share your story about Aim to Inspire and what you guys do, and also because I remember this year, I remember Sandy Curran recommended you, and she told me about you, and she recommended you to be a guest on my podcast, and she gave me the number, and I called you. This was right before graduation.
Yeah, it was a busy time of the year.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the busy time of the year.
It was. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'm glad we're connecting now.
Yes, we are. Because I know the first time we tried it, I know it didn't work.
Yeah.
But now we're on track.
Yeah, here we are together.
We sure are. So anyways, we're going to get right into the questions.
Okay.
So question number one. For those that may or may not know, could you explain what is Aim to Inspire and what made you want to start Aim to Inspire and why?
Aim to Inspire, we service the special needs community. It was a gap that I seen with me working into the school system in the special ed program, working with young adults with special needs. So I seen it was a gap. Working with special needs is my passion. However, God gave me the nudge to start a special need service. So I'm thankful to answer the call.
All righty. Because I also found out that you guys do social skills, and you guys also do interview skills to get the special needs ready for the workforce and ready for the real world.
Yes. So at AIM, we work on lots of skills. We work on social skills, what that look like, emerging them into the community, giving them real life opportunities. The last 45 minutes of the day at AIM, all games and activities consist of working with another person, or it's a group activity for engagement. We do life skills, real life things, what will happen in the real world, teaching them how to do laundry, how to sort laundry, fold towels, washing dishes, to cooking, making easy meal preps, personal hygiene, doing fun activities, going on adventures, cruisers, and things like that, going bowling, going shopping for our groceries, making a list for the items we need, ingredients, and different things like that, real life things that that's easy to follow with the recipes and things that we put together, but going shopping and engaging them and making them included, involving all young adults. That's a part of Aim to Inspire.
So now that you mentioned the life skills, and I know you mentioned about cooking, mm-hmm. So now onto the cooking, do you have a staff member, somebody help somebody with special needs with the accessories?
Yes, it's myself. And then I have a young lady, her name is Deborah. She's really good with the young adults as well. But I'm a hands-on person. And so I'm right in the trenches with them doing these activities with meal prep. It may be two young adults working on a meal and why everyone else may be at a job site or doing some life skills or things like that. And so we're split up in small groups doing different activities while someone else is making a meal. And so each person will have a turn throughout the week to prepare the meal. Chicken Alfredo, we cooking that chicken, the pasta, and putting all of those items together. Are we going to put spinach in there? Are we going to put broccoli in there? So letting them choose what go into our recipes, giving them full control of, you know, their ingredients and making those choices for themselves like we would do at home if we was cooking that same meal. So giving them the control that they want to feel like they're independent, but making easy meal prep and being right there hands-on with them. So I'm right there with them throughout the process.
So, okay, that's cool. It's really nice to be, I mean, you got to be hands-on if you're going to work with somebody with special needs.
And
yes. So with cooking, my guess is that they get to choose what they want to cook?
Yes. So we put a menu together every 2 weeks, and we go grocery shopping for those items. And so if you chose the chicken Alfredo, you're going to be the one to prepare it.
Exactly.
And so then you get to pick a person who would you like to prepare that meal with. And so somebody else may be opening the canned goods or the fresh vegetables, pouring them in there while the other person is stirring the ingredients all together, getting the milk and napkins out while the other person setting the timer to get the items in the toaster oven or whatever it may be that we're using on that particular day. So working as a team, what does that look like? You do this and I do that. Putting that meal all together. And then they take pride. I prepared this meal. So easy meal prep, something they can do at home. Making a salad. What ingredients are we going to put into that? What do you like to have in there? And so setting all of those items up on the table. And you can choose what go in your salad. So making them feel independent as possible.
Okay, because for me, you know, I do my own, like I'm independent. So like I do my own grocery shopping. Uh-huh. I pretty much take the GO bus to Family Fair, and I have a personal shopper that helps me with my shopping.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Because I think everyone should feel like they can get out and do things themselves, and whatever that may look like for you to be successful, that's the goal. I want to create for AIM to Inspire to be able to give those skills to everyone that wants those life skills.
Oh, cool. And then moving on to the next question. So another one's coming right at you, Angela.
Okay.
So how does AIM to Inspire connect with the community?
So we do community events. Last spring, we had a prom. It was a sold out event, red carpet, where you get to dress up if you decided to, or you can come as casual as you wanted to be. It was a night for us to come together and interact with one another. And, it was for anyone with the special needs. And so it was open up to the community. It would be other activities going in place as well. And things like that for, next year, prom 2023 will be at the Marriott Delta, 28th and the Beltline, on the 13th, May 13th, from 6 to 10. So involving anyone with a special need can come to those events as they get uploaded on the website. So feel free to reach out and to get involved.
Okay, cool. So what other past events have you had?
Well, AIM to Inspire is a newer program, and so that was my first event that I did. I would like to work on putting together a Christmas program. So that's what I'm looking at right now, and doing some gift wrapping for anyone that wants to get gifts wrapped. They can come to AIM to Inspire location and get those items wrapped. We would be more than happy to do those things for the community. And then as we add more things end of the school year activity, we'll be doing something like that. What that's going to look like right now, I'm not sure whether it's a picnic where we come together. I'm not sure as of yet. So I haven't moved that far. So right now we just right at Christmas doing gift wrapping for anyone that want that service. They can come right to AIM to Inspire on the Beltline. You can get on the email address, aimtoinspire2022, and send me an email if you would like, or you can give me a call at the phone number that's on the website as well. And if I need to share that number, I can. And that number is 616-287-5117. Once again, that number is 287-5117.
All right. And then moving on to the other question. So I know you have Deborah, but, my other question to you, so who are the other staff members at AIM to Inspire, or is it just you and Deborah?
It was just Deborah and I. I'm going to be bringing on another staff as well, and her name is Leah. And so as AIM to Inspire continue to grow, I will be bringing on staff members. I work for the school system, and so I get so many people coming up to me asking me, am I taking any employees? Am I hiring? And so as AIM to Inspire continue to grow, I will continue to add staff. So Leah is a new staff that's coming aboard with AIM to Inspire.
All right, cool. Well, maybe you can show her this podcast.
Definitely, yes. Yes, definitely. And I do have a sub that sub also, Jennifer Martinez. And she does sub on days when we're doing different activities, and I feel like we need more hands involved.
Yeah, because now that you're mentioning AIM to Inspire, this reminds me of a program that I used to do in the summer. That was for the visually impaired people. It was called it's called Summer in the City, and I did it with a mobility instructor. I had a mobility instructor named Michelle Cameron, and she was on my podcast, and she said it was put on by someone named Amy Shiner. So she put the program on, and the first time I came there, that was back in 2013, and we did dancing. We did that with eight artists creating together, because that's connecting with the community. You know, because I've done some stuff with artists creating together. I've even did some classes too.
Okay.
I even took acting class. I did drumming. I did choir too.
Oh, you have a voice, huh?
Yes, I do. Because speaking of that, I had a the director of the ACT choir on my podcast back in 2020, and we actually sung a song on the show. So feel free to check that one out.
I will.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And the next question that I have for you, I know you mentioned about the prom. Tell me about the prom that you put on for the folks with special needs. Now, I know that you said that you were nervous.
Actually, I feel okay, Joe.
Oh, okay.
I feel okay. The prom is something that I put together, nothing I planned. Once again, God gave me that vision to do that prom for the special need community, and it was such a needed event. It was so beautiful to see everyone come together and just enjoy one another and dance and laugh and take pictures and engage with one another and see so many smiling faces. The young adults began to put music together and send me different songs they wanted the DJ to play on the playlist. The DJ name was DJ Dre. He was so receptive to every request that came to him on putting together the playlist that I gave him, honoring all the songs that was given. So just to see their faces when their song was played, to see them dancing on the floor. And my sponsors was great, Chick-fil-A and Best Buy and Myers and Family Fair and Reflection Salon. So many sponsors came together, and Sam's Club. I don't want to leave anyone out to help me put this event together. And so I'm excited to be doing it again for spring of 2023. Been working on securing the venue, and like I said, it's going to be at the Delta on 28th and the Beltline by Marriott from 6 to 10. It's going to be food and junk food, cake, cookies, and you know, your pop, your punch, your brownies. yeah, so I'm so thankful excited to God.
Thankful too.
Yes, very, very thankful. Yeah. Thankful for Him to trust me with such population as special needs. It's because it's my passion. It's what I love to do, and so for me to do what I love to do, just makes it so much enjoyable to see the smiles on their faces. So I'm excited for prom again.
Right, it's also like making it. That's connecting with community because it's like making new friends and then like. Also keeping in touch with those new friends as well, too.
Yes, because that's I have really received so many emails, and I want to connect even more with the community. You know, like I said, Joe, this nothing I thought about doing. I just did it. And so I'm learning in the process what connecting look like and, you know, things like that. So I'm always open to connecting with anyone that want to connect with AIM to inspire. So, yeah.
Because I heard your news and I heard your story on Wood TV and I'm like, that's Angela.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, we're going to have to talk about this on the show. Because speaking of the news, I was actually on the news last year.
Okay.
There was a story about me and my podcast. Uh-huh. And it actually aired on the news last year. And the guy that did my story, I actually had him here on the podcast. He used to work at Wood TVA. He used to do the early morning daybreak show. His name was Casey Jones.
Oh, yes.
So big shout out to him.
Yes.
So he was on the show and because he interviewed me and I interviewed him because back then when I couldn't see about my like immediate like wants and needs. Well, today here is a new man and that's me. Here I am sitting with you today that's still like that's like understanding and that can understand the pain the world was going through and you know, because back then it was really hard for me, and I know you wanted to hear more about my story. Because back then, yes, I had to I used to be at a school called Lincoln School.
Yes, familiar with it.
Oh, I didn't know that if you knew Lincoln School or not.
Yes, yeah, I'm very familiar with Lincoln.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Because I used to be there. I was there, so like. I discussed this on my podcast, about what I did to keep myself entertained when I was in the Pata Gym there at Lincoln School. I'll tell you more about it too, but like I ended up having to choose wrestling back then because that was just the only activity I could think of back then because that was just the only activity I could think of to do.
Are you pretty good at it?
I'm pretty good at it. Okay. But because if you want to check my story out, it's on Wood TV8's YouTube channel.
Okay.
It's called On Your Corner Blind Podcaster.
On Your Corner. Now, I'm going to ask you that again so I can put it in my notes.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So anyways, moving on to the next question. How can people get a hold of Aim2Inspire if they would like to volunteer or support Aim2Inspire or check out Aim2Inspire or apply for a position at Aim2Inspire?
Okay.
Or if they would like to help out or be a teacher there too.
Okay. The email address, if you have questions or you want to volunteer, you can email me at aimtoinspire2022@gmail.com. You can also reach me on the phone number for Aim2Inspire, and that number is 616-287-5117. Once again, that number is 616-287-5117. Feel free to send me an email, or you may call that number as well. And I love for people to help out. That would be an honor to have someone to come in and to volunteer. Even connecting with the community if someone wants to connect with Aim2Inspire.
Oh, cool. And one more thing that I almost forgot. You guys actually took a tour of Chick-fil-A.
We did.
How was that?
That was really, really nice. Chick-fil-A is one of my vendors. And so it was nice to see the life behind Chick-fil-A, what that looks like and how they get so many people in and out with your food still fresh and hot.
It's really good, you know.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Me too.
I had it on Friday, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I love Chick-fil-A. Yeah, but...
And also nice to see what they do there and how they get the food ready and what they do and they cook, too.
And they were so welcoming, mm-hmm. you know. They welcomed us with open arms, teaching the young adults how many scoops of whatever go in this ingredient for the tea or the lemonade and letting them stir it and things like that. And so that is one of our job sites as well. So they learn job skills at Chick-fil-A. They go over to Chick-fil-A every morning and put the meal kits together and different things like that, helping out and learning some job skills. And so they inside of Reflection Salon as well, doing some laundry and folding the towels for the beauty shop and putting the perms where they may go or the colors for your hair to dye your hair and different things like that. So a lot of life skills and learning, a lot of job learning skill take place at Aim2Inspire as well.
You know, I had when I was at a program called Project Search, I was at Fifth Third Bank, and I actually I had three rotations. I worked at the bistro and Fifth Third Bank. I did food prepping. I'd wash dishes. And then the second one, I was at DoubleTree Hotel folding laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, the last one I had, I was in an office at Fifth Third Bank folding mail, putting it in the envelopes, and then taking it to the outbox. And then I've had some job experiences. Like the first one I had, I worked at Family Fitness. It used to be a gym that I used to go and work out at, but it's not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now the second one, it was professional metal finishers, where I would go and put the hooks on a platform, and it's like a factory.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had quite the job experience, because I did a job experience work summer thing and for Project Search in the summertime in 2018. That's one thing I did, because I used to go to a program called Steps, and Michelle Cameron was there, and we would do life skills lessons there, and we would do cooking skills, and then we would, like, one group go out in the community and one group stay back and do the activities and cooking too. So I enjoyed it. So that was pretty fun.
You know, having those job skills, those readiness skills are so very important. And you're contributing back to the community. And so,
and helping the community too.
Yes. And so those are very, very important for them to say, I did it. I got it. To see the joy, the smiles on their face.
Yeah.
And so I love that part of it.
And also, one more question for you.
Okay.
What do you enjoy doing to relax when you're not working?
Joe, I love praise and worship music. It relaxes me. It just reminds me to be thankful, just given the praise and honor to God. And so I have a relationship with Christ. And so that relaxes me. If I want a stress reliever, I go shopping.
What do you like to go for, like long walks when it's nice out, or do you...
I like to work in the garden. I like to work in the yard. I love planting flowers, and working in the yard is relaxing.
Well, when it's nice out, I'm an outdoors guy. I like to go for nice long walks in my neighborhood. I like to sit outside on the patio, and I like to, I mean, I'm an outdoors guy.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for coming on my show. It was a pleasure to have you here on the podcast. I would love to maybe have you back here on the show. I hope to have you here back on the show in the future.
I would love that, Joel.
Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to maybe say or add to the conversation or anything regarding Aim to Inspire?
First of all, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast. So thank you for this opportunity for me to share what I love to do, my passion, with the world, with your viewers. So thank you, Joel. Aim to Inspire. We aim to instill goals and values and things like that into our clients. And so please feel free to reach out to Aim to Inspire if you have any questions.
All righty. And ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up the show, I have a joke of the day. So here we go. All right, so here's the joke of the day, folks. A grasshopper walks into a bar, and the bartender says, I'm going to serve you a drink named after you. The grasshopper responds, the grasshopper responds, you have a drink named Steve.
Where'd you get your jokes from?
I ask my Amazon Echo before I leave.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you. I always ask her to tell me a clean joke. got to keep it clean here on the show.
Yes.
So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below and share. And also leave a rating and don't forget to write a review. You can find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV. And you can also find my podcast on Spotify and Anchor.fm, powered by WKTV, and Stitcher. And you can also find it on Google Podcasts. And you can also find my podcast on WKTV channels, Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. So my podcast airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So I'll see you all next time for another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. So please take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, peace.